It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You're all right.
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy today. This is the Monday before the big holiday later on this week, and many people have the week off, Sandy being one of them. And so those of us who, I guess, don't have any vacation time left, we're here to keep you informed throughout the week, and is our pleasure to do so. Hey, a rough weekend in some places with regards to weather. If you happen to be heading up into the Northeast, or the Midwest, a couple feet of snow in Minnesota over the weekend. Just looking at the snowstorm up in Rochester, New York, winter has arrived. And of course, we here in the South, if it gets down below 40, we start complaining. So we're complaining this morning because it's real cold. There was some frost on the car. You know, that's the kind of thing that the folks up north say, really? You think that's winter? You think that's bad? Well, down here, after you've lived here for a number of years, you get kind of wimpy about all these things, but quite a change in the weather. And we urge you to be very careful if you are out traveling this week, as many millions of Americans will be traveling this week. And just be careful and arrive to stay alive. That's what it's all about. Hey, listen, a busy weekend news-wise. We're going to be talking a lot about political developments over the weekend. There was the dust-up at the theater in New York. You may have heard over the weekend that Vice President-elect Pence decided just to have a night out in New York at a live theater there, the theater presentation of Hamilton. And he was booed as he walked in there. And then the one of the stars of the theater decided to do a little speech of criticism afterwards. Now, Donald Trump was kind of upset about that. He's demanding an apology from the theater people there. But, you know, Mike Pence saying, you know, well, I guess they have that right. So I'm okay with this. So that's all happening. Plus, if you looked at the news during the weekend, there was a steady stream of individuals meeting with President-elect Trump. I believe it's a golf course over in New Jersey. And so the cameras were kind of panned on this door throughout the weekend as people were going in and out. Amongst them was Mitt Romney. And you may remember during the election campaign, Mitt Romney, a severe critic of Donald Trump. But he stopped by. They had a meeting for, I think, about 20, 30 minutes or so. And when Mitt Romney came out, he said, you know, we had a wide-ranging discussion, I think was the term that was used. But apparently, according to an interview that Vice President-elect Mike Pence gave over the weekend, that Mitt Romney is a serious candidate for Secretary of State. Can you imagine that? It's just amazing to me, I guess, and for most of us, when you have this kind of bitter verbal battle going on during the campaign, and they can turn things around like that, and all of a sudden you're working for the administration. So we'll wait to see on that. Some other appointments that were done during the weekend, of course, Alabama Senator Sessions, going to be the Attorney General, at least he's the nominee. The new Minority Leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, saying over the weekend that despite the fact that Sessions having been in the Senate, that's not going to excuse him from a grilling, according to the Democrats, when he comes before the Senate committee for a hearing. And others coming up, retired General Flynn is going to be a military advisor. And, of course, as we might expect, the mainstream media just going ballistic over this. They think the campaign is still going on because of just the kind of attitude that we're seeing in these various selections that are coming up, the people who are visiting and being considered. It just goes on and on. And the racist accusations that are being made against many of these individuals. So we're going to get into that a little bit more just in a few minutes. We're going to be going up to Washington to get some reaction from folks in Washington to everything that is going on there. I think today the meetings with President-elect Trump are going to continue. One person apparently who is on the docket to meet with Trump today is the former governor of Texas, Rick Perry. It's interesting. It makes for interesting fodder as we're into this week of Thanksgiving. But this morning, right off the top, I want to spend some time with what you may have heard as the lead story in our newscast. Over the weekend, there were no fewer than four shootings of police officers in various places in this country. The most serious being in San Antonio, Texas, where a police officer, a 20-year veteran, Benjamin Marconi, a 20-year veteran of the force, he had stopped someone and was back in his car writing a ticket. And another individual drove up and walked up to the police officer's car and pulled the trigger twice, bullets hitting this police officer's head, and he died. The San Antonio detective, as I say, was writing on a traffic ticket, just sitting there, when he was shot to death in a squad car late on Sunday morning outside police headquarters by another driver who pulled up from behind. Police say they're looking for a male suspect. They're showing this on TV this morning. The picture of a guy looks like he's coming out of a store. No arrests made yet, but they believe they do have a suspect. And then in St. Louis, a police sergeant was hospitalized in critical condition last evening after he was shot twice as he sat in traffic in a marked police vehicle about 7:30 last evening. The officer was driving down the road and was ambushed by an individual who pointed a gun at him from inside of his car and shot out the police officer's window. That, according to Police Chief Sam Dotson during a news conference last evening. Two other incidents in Gladstone, Missouri. Police department near Kansas City, an officer there was shot along with a suspect, and in Sanibel, Florida, an officer was shot in the shoulder during a traffic stop and was treated for his injuries and released. The attorney general, in connection with the fatal shooting of that police officer in San Antonio, the attorney general of Texas, Ken Paxton, issued the following statement last night. He said, "Texans grieve today yet again as a courageous police officer was senselessly murdered in the line of duty in San Antonio." He says his office will support the San Antonio Police Department however we can now and in the days ahead. And he said, "Angela and I, his wife, are extending our prayers and deepest sympathy for the officer's family and to his colleagues in San Antonio." Also, the group Blue Lives Matter, also issued a statement. "Ambush assassinations, they say, of police officers are up several times over this year. America needs to send a clear message that violence against our police servants will not be tolerated. We urge people to contact their lawmakers and express support for Blue Lives Matter laws, making it a hate crime to target law enforcement officers." Now, here's what's interesting. These shootings haven't taken place now, hours ago. I have not seen any reaction yet, no reaction yet, from the Obama administration to this. Listen, folks, these comments that are coming out, these incidents on these comments that are coming out, I tell you what, it points to a serious problem in this country that President-elect Donald Trump is going to have to deal with. We have had now a number of years of an attitude in Washington, D.C., starting at the White House, where it seems many times that the lives of police officers really don't matter. Thus, the Blue Lives Matter movement that has started. And the attitude has to change in Washington for the sake of our police officers. These aren't, especially look at the encounters both in San Antonio and in St. Louis. In San Antonio, this 20-year veteran of the police force there simply sitting in his car writing out a ticket. And the suspect just walks up and pumps two shots into that officer's head and he dies immediately. That's an execution. That's what it is. It's an assassination of police officers. Very similar situation with the officer there in St. Louis. This is the kind of thing that I think President-elect Trump has to address almost immediately to get these kinds of things under control. I believe this is a direct result of what we have seen in various places across this country, where police officers and police departments are feeling the pressure coming from this president, coming from his attorney general, that their lives don't seem to matter. Now, they'll issue statements from time to time just to, out of political correctness. But I tell you what, the people of this country, just like Blue Lives Matter, are saying, we have to speak up about this. These are people that we have in place to protect our lives. And if they don't feel safe doing their jobs, then that affects what they can do for us. So be praying for these families, especially this family in San Antonio that lost a husband and a dad overnight. Also for the officer in St. Louis. You're listening to Sandy Rios in the Morning. Fred Jackson here. When we come back, Lord willing, we're going to be talking to an analyst, a well-known analyst in Washington, D.C., about things that are happening there, about these appointments and the reaction to them. You're listening to Sandy Rios in the Morning on a Monday. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This message is provided by Liberty HealthShare.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare gives you freedom from health insurance.
You can finally make the right decisions for you and your family.
It's not insurance, it's medical cost sharing.
You can affordably control the cost of your medical expenses.
It's a group of individuals sharing the cost of health care. This is based on shared values.
You are not alone.
With Liberty HealthShare, you're part of something bigger, a group of people who care for and support one another.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
It's easy. Visit healthsharefamily.org right now. healthsharefamily.org. Enroll today.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. Check out healthsharefamily.org, healthsharefamily.org. Not available in Pennsylvania.
Just a few years ago, would you have thought a wedding cake baker or a wedding photographer would be subjected to excessive fines and even jail for standing firm for their biblical values? This is Jim Garlow. And yet it's becoming all too commonplace in today's culture when a biblical standard of justice is replaced by a worldview bent on forcing conformity to a constantly changing perception of what's right or wrong, we're all at risk. What happened to equal justice for all? Government isn't neutral if it treats the religious worse than everyone else. A return to equal justice for all, without preferential treatment to politically correct groups, is the standard God has given for the benefit of us all. It's also the standard that we need to hold our government accountable to for the good of us all. Be well-versed in biblical values at jimgarlow.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Truett McConnell University is training students to love the Lord, love the Word, love the Church, and love the lost. Scripture is the foundation for everything they do. It's who they are, preparing students not just for a career, but to fulfill God's high calling on their lives. Truett McConnell University offers a wide array of bachelor's programs, some online, and they also have an outstanding Master of Arts in Theology. So if you'd like to schedule a visit to Truett's campus in the North Georgia Mountains, visit truett.edu. From St. Louis County, Minnesota, comes word of a story that will shock moms and dads. Anne-Marie Calgaro is suing her son and her son's school, claiming her 17-year-old received transgender services without her permission. The St. Louis County School District, along with the local Health and Human Services Director, are among those named in the lawsuit, claiming they treated her child as an emancipated minor, even though he was not. Ms. Calgaro wants to know why she was never notified her son was undergoing medical treatment to become female. The school district says since they consider the boy to be an adult, they are not obligated to give Ms. Calgaro any information about her child. Now get this, minors in the state of Minnesota have to have parental permission to use a tanning bed, but they don't need permission to change genders? What's up with that, America? I'm Todd Starnes.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
And welcome back to Sandy Rios in the morning on this Monday. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy today as we begin this Thanksgiving week. Hope you're, maybe you're one of those that's lucky enough to have the whole week off, or maybe one of those that's going to have at least a shortened week off. Well, congratulations to you. Well, we're going to be here because the news continues, folks. Part of the news over the weekend was President Barack Obama wrapping up his trip, his last foreign trip as president of the United States. Gave a news conference, as he's done during his visit to Greece. This one, his last stop was in Peru. And so he was kind of asked, you know, about what's his attitude going to be as he gets back home and President-elect Trump takes to the White House. And you know, other presidents have said that, you know, they're kind of going to set aside. And Barack Obama himself has even praised former President George W. Bush for being very gracious to him and kind of staying out of the way. Even Bill Clinton kind of stayed out of the way when he left the Oval Office. But President Barack Obama basically saying, yeah, I'll step aside, but he reserved the right to speak out if President-elect Donald Trump or his policies breach certain, quote, values or ideals. You know, knowing Barack Obama after 8 years with his ego, I think it's safe to say that we're going to hear a lot from Barack Obama. He's not going to be quiet like former Presidents Bush and Clinton. He is going to be speaking out. Perhaps we can get some comments on this from one of our friends in Washington, D.C. Always good to talk to Gary Bauer of Campaign for Working Families. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Hey, listen, so what do you think? Do you think we've, you know, once that Barack Obama leaves the Oval Office, that's the last we've heard from him?
No. Unfortunately, we're going to hear a lot more. And look, there's a larger point here, and I think it's really important this week as we head toward Thanksgiving for men and women of faith to focus on this. Mm. I already see the tendency. You know, we won the election for many people. This was a good result. And now people say, oh, wow, we can relax now. The campaign never ended. We're going to see a continued battle going on day by day, hour by hour. And this is a good example of it. I would not expect Barack Obama to remain silent more than a few weeks before he's leveling attacks and leading the charge against Donald Trump again.
Well, and of course, the mainstream media, that's their propaganda machine for the left, and they're not going to let it settle either.
No, they're not. And look, we saw over the weekend when Vice President-elect Mike Pence simply wanted to go with his family to see a Broadway play or musical about the American founding, and lo and behold, we saw the play politicized, just like we're seeing professional football being politicized. The left wants to put their brand and their values in every aspect of our lives. And I can tell you that they're already talking in Washington about what the odds are that they will be able to impeach Donald Trump. There was a report over the weekend that there's been large meetings held of outgoing Obama administration officials already putting their plans together about how to make his administration a failure. So we're in a war for the soul of the country. The left thought they had that war all wrapped up, that they were going to make the next two or three Supreme Court appointees. It didn't work out for them, but they're not going away, and we've got to steel ourselves and be ready for the brutal battle ahead.
Isn't it amazing, during the last debate, towards the last question there, when Donald Trump was asked by the moderator about would he accept the results, and he was chastised just for days over saying, well, I might or I might not. And now we see on the left, the Democrats just aren't willing to concede victory to Trump.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And of course, when he said that, he was referring to he wasn't going to give up ahead of time his right to ask for a recount in a particular state. Mm-hmm. A number of states are doing recounts right now, either because of irregularity or very close election results. So he wasn't suggesting that he was going to do anything untoward. He just didn't want to give up those options. But in this case, the left is not suggesting that Trump won because of cheating. They just don't want to admit that he won, and they're making it absolutely clear that they're going to fight him every step of the way, and that means fighting the millions of people that voted for him. You mentioned that phrase Obama used, that he saw Trump violating or attacking certain values and ideals. Well, what are those? Open borders, abortion on demand all 9 months of the pregnancy with the taxpayers footing the bill, surrendering religious liberty on issues related to the demands of the gay rights movement. There's just a whole list of these things that Obama has pushed for 8 years, and obviously Donald Trump intends to repeal those to the extent that he can. And what Obama and the left and the media is saying is, not on your life, we will do everything we can to stop you.
We're talking with Gary Bauer, Campaign for Working Families. Gary, I understand that you're heading to the airport, so we only have another few minutes with you. Wanted to get your quick reaction to what we have seen in the way of nominees so far. Senator Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General, your reaction to that?
Oh, he's fantastic. And of course, we're seeing the same smear campaign. Oh, he's from Alabama. He's a racist, et cetera, et cetera. He's got a sterling record. He was one of the most admired senators all these years in the United States Senate. It's only after he's nominated to be Attorney General that you start seeing these media and other attacks. And the reason is that Sessions believes in securing the border, enforcing the immigration laws, and a variety of other conservative principles, and they're going to try to destroy any nominee that has those viewpoints.
What about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn as a national security advisor?
A man's man, a tough guy, and we've seen in the last 8 years, even the Pentagon politicized. Generals have been fired, and generals willing to go along with the policies of Obama without objecting have been elevated. So I think we'll see more people like Flynn. The reports over the weekend about them, General Mattis, these are strong men with long military careers serving their country, and I think we'll see more of those appointments made.
Surprised at all by Mitt Romney getting a visit on a Saturday with President-elect Trump and some rumors. I think Mike Pence said over the weekend in an interview that Mitt Romney could be the next Secretary of State. Given what Romney said about Trump during the campaign, it's a little shocking.
It is. I have to admit, I had to swallow hard on that one because I thought that speech that Mitt Romney made was outrageous. It was a tougher speech attacking Donald Trump during the campaign than Mitt Romney ever attacked Barack Obama in the last presidential campaign. But I understand why the outreach is being made and why people like Mitt Romney, in spite of their criticism of Trump, may end up in the government. And it simply is simply this. There is no Trump party in Congress. There's the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. And Donald Trump has got to do everything he can to keep that Republican Party together and then peel off a few Democrats in selective battles to go along with him. And that's going to be essential to get his agenda through. So I suspect that's what's behind it. And if those two men can work out their differences, I suspect the rest of us can go along with it.
You know, I guess as Donald Trump proved during the primaries and into the election campaign, he's an unusual guy, and he seems to almost relish in the controversy that he creates.
He is an unusual guy. He knows how to take a punch and then give one right back, and that's been missing among Republican presidential nominees in recent elections. He's also a man certain about his worldview and you know, the theme that the elites laughed at, Make America Great Again. Most Americans said, yeah, gee, I thought that's what everybody we elected was supposed to be doing, is make our country great. He has a real ability, ironically, as a New York billionaire, to understand and speak for the hearts of men and women on Main Street, people that work with their hands, have built this country over the years. And by the way, they come in all races and ethnic backgrounds. So this idea that this is some sort of, you know, racist white appeal is ridiculous. I think he's got the potential to be a great president, and I think we could be surprised with the support he builds over the years if he's able to overcome this constant barrage of smear campaigns that we're already seeing.
Gary Bauer, last question I have for you. Who else do you expect to be part of the nomination list? Any other names that we haven't seen in the news yet that you're kind of thinking are going to end up in cabinet positions?
Well, you know, there's just a lot of rumors. I guess Governor Perry of Texas today, who is a really good man, and, you know, he had that one unfortunate moment in the debate. He's meeting with Donald Trump, the president-elect. I think we could see a couple more surprises, and then some people from out of government. There's a very influential and impressive lady in Michigan, Betsy DeVos. I happen to know her and her family, and I have worked with him in the past. She's been rumored, at least, as a possible Secretary of Education, and she's been very big on the issue of education choice. So I think it's going to be a very impressive cabinet by the time it gets finished.
All right. Gary Bauer, thank you so much for being with us. Hey, listen, you put on an excellent end of day.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it so much. Gary Bauer there in Washington today. And I tell you what, it may be normally during a week like Thanksgiving week, it gets really quiet. I don't expect that this week, and I expect Donald Trump will keep on working. 888-589-8840 is the number to call. 888-589-8840. Your thoughts on what's going on in Washington, and also the big news this morning about the shootings of these police officers. Would like your thoughts on that. What has generated this hatred for police officers out there? What responsibility? Who is to claim responsibility for that? And also, what can a Donald Trump and Mike Pence do about that? How do you change the attitude that has been generated in this country, such hatred for police officers? And if you want to get the latest, go to onenewsnow.com, onenewsnow.com. If you're just joining us this morning, there were no fewer than four police officers that were involved with shooting incidents over the weekend, and the most serious being in San Antonio, Texas. And also, there a police officer died, a 20-year veteran of that police force, executed at gunpoint while he was sitting in a car writing a ticket. And a similar situation in St. Louis. There an officer is in serious condition, critical condition, after a shooting when someone just drove up next to him while he was in traffic and shot him. So we're seeing this kind of incidents out there generated, many people believe, by a media and generated by a very cavalier attitude, it seems, that has come out of Washington over the last several months when it comes to police officers. Your thoughts on that? 888-589-8840. You know, Gary was talking about the kind of attitude that has been developing out there in the wake of the election of Donald Trump. And there was this story last week, and you may have heard of it, a San Francisco teacher deciding to do her part to promote healing and understanding in the wake of the election. Well, not exactly. Fakhrash Shah has developed a lesson plan that told students who may be upset by the election results that they are right to be outraged. In Shah's view, America elected a racist and sexist president because Trump succeeded, quote, in pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. Among other things, her lesson plan encourages children to speak your truth as if truth were relative, and suggests to teachers that you ask for them to limit or not use profanity here as well, if that is important to you. When did profanity in the classroom, someone asked, become optional? Needless to say, there's some pushback against that, and there should be. And we're seeing the same kinds of things over and over again. Of course, you've heard all the stories out there about university kids looking for counseling, special rooms of counseling, so safe places. I heard reports last week of families being divided over this, of people not willing to come home at Christmas time, kids, because they don't think their parents' house is a safe place because they voted for Donald Trump. We've not seen anything like this in this country, folks. This kind of a false fear being built up and dividing this country. But it's a result, I think, of what we've seen in this country over the last 8 years. All right, let's go to our phones right now before we go to a break. And we'll go to Michigan, I believe it is. And we'll be talking to Marty. Marty, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Hello. Gary Bauer just said that Betsy DeVos would probably be a good choice because she's big on school choice. Mm-hmm. That may be true, but I ask that the listeners investigate. I believe she's also big on Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
So they take that for gospel. Find that out if they're for Common. She's for Common Core also, or has been, and then act accordingly.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, along with the Trump administration vetting these people, I think it is wise for people to do the same, to check out, because I know during the election campaign, Donald Trump spoke out very, very aggressively against Common Core and said he would get rid of it. So that's another part of this story, folks. In the wake of the election, is holding the Trump administration accountable for what they said during the election campaign. Thomas in Missouri, good morning, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you. I hope you're having a good blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to comment on a few things, please. Number one, Donald Trump, I don't know if people really understand. Yes, Donald Trump is our new president, and I praise the good Lord for that. But Donald Trump is not the savior of the nation. Only the love of God through Jesus Christ is our savior of our nation and the world.
Yeah. That's correct.
And also on the police shootings, thinking for myself, I think it has something to do a lot with Hollywood, video games, and people just wanting attention that don't have no discipline in their lives. And I'll go ahead and hang up now. Listen for your comments. Thank you.
Yeah, that is part of it. I think we have become desensitized in many ways to these kinds of things. We look at Hollywood, we look at what they portray on the screen, and that has been kind of documented before, that the more you see these kinds of things coming out of Hollywood, you do become desensitized to the violence. But also, as I was saying earlier, I think we have to hold our current administration accountable for how they have contributed to this, because they are quick to come out and condemn shootings at schools, and rightly they should. They come out and condemn police officers in shootings of individuals, and sometimes that is justified, but many times the criticism is leveled long before there is any kind of investigation to see if the shooting was justified by the police officers. And I think over the last 12 to 18 months, in the various incidents we've seen across the country, and I'm thinking about incidents like Dallas, Texas, in other locations across the country where police officers have been shot, there hasn't been that same kind of caring in the shootings that we have seen in other kinds of incidents. And I think that's what the Blue Lives Matter groups are talking about. It's what the Attorney General of Texas is talking about this morning, that we need to be examining what is motivating these people. Why do they feel, such as the incident in San Antonio, that to go up to a police officer's car and simply assassinate him. And this individual, the suspect, wasn't involved in the stop at all, but felt that they had the right to do this kind of thing. This is going to have to be addressed on a large scale as Donald Trump comes into office. All right, you're listening to Sandy Rios in the Morning. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. We'll be back right after the break.
This message is provided by Liberty HealthShare.
You can control your healthcare with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare gives you freedom from health insurance.
You can finally make the right decisions for you and your family.
It's not insurance, it's medical cost sharing.
You can affordably control the cost of your medical expenses.
It's a group of individuals sharing the cost of health care. This is based on shared values.
You are not alone.
With Liberty HealthShare, you're part of something bigger, a group of people who care for and support one another.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
It's easy. Visit healthsharefamily.org right now. healthsharefamily.org. Enroll today.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. Check out healthsharefamily.org, healthsharefamily.org. Not available in Pennsylvania.
Hello, I'm John Nyhoff, the president of Wesley Biblical Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi. Wesley Biblical Seminary provides a solid foundation based upon the inerrancy of the Bible and the call to holy living. Online or at our Jackson, Mississippi or Greenwood, Indiana campuses, our academically rigorous learning community will add incredible value to your Christian experience. Wesley Biblical Seminary, where faith and learning ignite with passion for Christ. WBS.edu.
Nothing but truth. It's Crane Durham's Corner of the World, where hard-hitting questions are asked.
People are going to be looking for answers.
And he's heard here, only on American Family Radio.
America needs to be restored to our fundamental foundation, which benefit us all.
From economics and national security to life and marriage, you'll hear the top stories of the day. Experience nothing but truth for yourself. Weekdays at 5 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We are going to the Holy Land in March. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. I only lead one tour a year to Israel. It's not my day job. It's just an annual tour that I do as I learn from my dad how to take folks to Israel. And we're going to have a wonderful experience. Most of the folks going are listeners to American Family Radio, are supporters of American Family Association. And we're going to have a great time March 9th through the 17th. If you want information on this tour of the Holy Land, you can do it two ways. You can call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5. 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5. That's families with an S. And leave us your name and your address, and we'll put a brochure in the mail to you. And if you want to go online, you can visit us at twholyland.com. twholyland.com. Again, won't be long till we close out this tour, so if you want more information, let us know.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
All right, we are back. 888-589-8840 on a busy Monday morning this Thanksgiving week. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy. Just talking with Steve here while we're off air, one of our producers, and trying to figure out, Steve, just what is behind the young people reacting the way that they are out there? Thousands taking to the street to protest. And, you know, it just didn't start yesterday. I think it started a long time ago, 20, 30 years ago, with what they are being taught in our schools with regards to authority in general. And we've been talking about just the horrible incidents of police shootings over the weekend, but also anything conservative, any kind of conservative values that are, I called you Steve, didn't I? I meant to call you Jeff.
That's all right.
I'm thinking of, I had Steve on my paper here. Jeff, your thoughts, you're younger than I am. And I'm curious as to your thoughts. You're closer to the young people that are coming through university today, and they have a totally different value system. When I was growing up, you know, the responsibility to be out there to contribute to society, but there's, and I hesitate a little bit to use the term anarchist, because they're not all anarchists. But they seem to have these ideals, and they seem to have the right to go out and say, well, it is my opinion that counts, and I'm going to stop whatever effort you're making because I disagree with where your worldview is.
Well, I think there's a good reason why we're the American Family radio network. And I think it really does come down to the breakdown of the family.
Yeah.
A lot more kids growing up without a father in the home, or at least through media and different outlets, through music and things like that. The father has been given a reduced role or role of importance in the family. So there, that helps breed a sense of lack of authority.
Yeah.
And also the one other thing we were talking about during the break was that a lot of these kids grew up not knowing anything but President Obama. Mm. I mean, we've been around for a while, but we failed to realize that that's to them was a normal administration. Mm-hmm. And so I think some of this plays into that.
Yeah. And I mean, he came into office saying he was going to change the country and change the world.
Yeah.
And that's what resonated with a lot of people. And many people said, you know, if it was possible for Barack Obama to run for a third term, he probably would have won. Mm-hmm. Because you do have that generation right now that believes in his value system.
Yes.
And a lot of that has to be, you know, American value system, that really America is the problem. America is the problem that generated terrorism, according to that worldview. And
because of our policies overseas?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So there's that kind of attitude out there. And it's going, you know, a lot of people are hoping that Donald Trump and Mike Pence can begin to turn that around. But it's not going to be easy when you have an education system that today is just as liberal as it was before the election 2 weeks ago. And you have a news media that's just as liberal today as it was, you know, before the election a couple of Tuesdays ago. So that's going to take a long time. And you address a very critical problem, too, in our families. Mm-hmm. And I think we have seen that, and we should be learning lessons from Europe, where marriage and families, the importance of all of that dissipated many years ago. And we're seeing the problems that we have seen in those countries in Europe. So very interesting. And it's and one of our callers back there addressed, and we've talked about this many times too, the election, the results, many conservatives happy with that, and rightly so. But the big problems in America are spiritual, and that's an election doesn't resolve that. It may help, but it doesn't resolve that problem in our country. And we need to continue to pray. All right, let's go back to our phones, and let's go to Texas. And Kevin is on the line. Kevin, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Glad to talk to you today. I just wanted to relate a couple things on the police shootings and what you're talking about, the generation today and stuff. One, I see a lot happening today with police. It's very comparable to how the military was treated at the end of the 1960s and the early 1970s.
Right.
Only in some ways I see it as both worse and better. The worst part is, you know, the military were treated and insulted and various things not celebrated, not back during that time frame, but not too many of society went out and out assassinated. And so in a lot of ways, this situation now is worse. They're just out there targeting and killing police officers. What I think is better is I think there's us, very similar to the folks who got behind and voted Trump into office and initially supported Ted Cruz. There's a counterculture to the counterculture in us saying, no, this is not right. And through means of AFR and other media outlets that we didn't have back in the 60s and 70s, we have a means of getting out there and saying, no, this is wrong. We do not stand for this. We do support our police officers. And I think there's becoming an immediate groundswell to say, we're not going here. This is not allowed. We do support our police officers in the same way that you see a lot of slogans, we support our troops now. You're going to see people get behind the police, you know, the Blue Lives Matter, the All Lives Matter. It was an immediate counterculture. So in some ways, because I think of the alternative media sources and the means to get out and speak your mind via blogging or whatever else, I think we're better off nowadays.
All right, Kevin, that's some excellent points, and I really appreciate it. And the comparison That's a good one. For those of us who are old enough to remember what was going on back there in the 60s and 70s, kind of as a result of the Vietnam War, when many of our troops came home and they were not appreciated for what they were ordered to be doing in that country in that war. So that's an interesting analogy there. And so there's room for optimism, folks. And I think our caller was right. We have seen a turning in this country in support for our troops. And that is a good thing. And that's the kind of thing that we need to highlight, that attitudes can change when people are exposed to the right worldviews out there. Let's go to Oklahoma, and Lori is online. Lori, good morning.
Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You had posed a couple of questions before you took a break on your segment about what was going on. And, you know, I'm 53 years old, and I was born in the 60s, and I do have some memory of the anger and the rebellion against the Vietnam War and things, but I grew up as a little girl with an understanding that we were supposed to respect authority, respect the police. You know, our soldiers were heroes. We were actually taught real history, and we understood, because it was taught, that our leaders like Abraham Lincoln or George Washington, and this country was founded on biblical principles. And I think for the last 8 years, we've had a White House that has helped brainwash society into not buying that truth. They've sold them a false sense of what this country really is about. And we've had a president who sits in the highest office of the land encourage and allow disrespect towards our police officers. When even with that craziness that went on with, I guess, Michael Brown in Missouri, nobody ever even stopped to ponder this guy was a thug and he had a criminal record. But that rioting and looting and anger and hatred was fed by our media, fed by our president, and we now have a full-grown problem that nobody is addressing. And people are being allowed to think that they can live and ride based on emotions and based on feelings, which are all based on lies. And, you know, I'm grieved about this Black Lives Matter movement. I'm grieved about how involved George Soros is and how he's been able to affect our country when he hates us, when Obama hates us. And people are going around doing this destruction. It's because at the root of it, they hate God. And they hate God's people. And if you stop and you think about it, and I'm not going to get crazy with this next comment, but when you serve the enemy, which is Satan, he literally says in what he calls his writings, do what thou wilt. And I have a feeling that it's very much rooted in that, but nobody would be willing to say that when you're going buck wild like this, that there is a higher power than the human flesh, not our God, not the Creator, the very opposite of him, who are feeding these thoughts, feeding this mentality, feeding this rage and anger to these people, and they're running wild with it. And it's destroying our country because they hate the Creator.
Lori, some great thoughts there. And I think, obviously, you can't examine the hearts of every voter there a couple of weeks ago. But I think what Lori was addressing there is really part of why Donald Trump was elected, because there is an alarm going off out there that our country is not headed in the right direction. And part of the issues that Lori addressed in her call there, I think it's bang on, that there is concern about the worldview that has been allowed to blossom in the last 8 years and where it has taken the country. And people, you know, when Donald Trump says, make America great again, it isn't just economics he's talking about there. I think it's a value system that he is talking about, and that's what resonated with a lot of people out there. And, you know, there was this controversy during the whole election campaign about Christians supporting Donald Trump, given his background and that sort of thing. But I think, you know, evangelical Christians, some of his major supporters, saw in him an opportunity to open a door to get back to where they believe we should be with a value system. A value system that would be supported in our education system, and a value system that would be supported with the laws of the land. You know, we have the Blue Lives Matter people reacting to the shootings of police officers over the weekend, And they're suggesting that the killing, the assassination of a police officer ought to be regarded as a hate crime. And there's that kind of thinking, I think, that has to take place. And maybe we've seen the start of it with the election of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Back to Texas now. And Cynthia, good morning, Cynthia. Welcome to Sandy Rios in the Morning. What do you got for us?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I've been listening to the show, and I had a lot to say. I am a cab driver in Texas, and every day I have customers in the cab, and they talk about how they feel, what they're experiencing, and they're angry about not having jobs. They're angry about our money and our jobs going overseas. They're angry with the schools regarding our children, and there's no value what we, our power as parents, are taken away by schools. And it used to be we the people, now it's we the government. You know, it's like no one cares about the public anymore, and people are becoming angry, and they think that police are angry at them, that they're the anti, so you know, like everybody's becoming anti-establishment. They're angry.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think a lot of this has to, Cynthia, we appreciate your comments. We'll let you listen off air. But I think a lot of this has to do with the mainstream media. The media, they're very powerful. The media people, the people in newsrooms decide what stories are going to be covered and how they're going to be covered. And if you get your worldview, if your worldview is developed by watching that liberal media, with their kind of mindset that things have to change in America and the fault is with those who are in authority, be it police officers or our military, whatever the case may be. And I think we have had, as we mentioned a few moments ago, 30 or 40 years of that kind of teaching in our school system. And so it takes some time to work that through and work it around. But that's why one of the reasons I believe that Trump and Pence were elected a couple of Tuesdays ago is really one of their promises is to offer school choice. And one of our callers a few moments ago mentioned that is opening up a school system that perhaps they don't feel encumbered by the idea that they, you know, that there's tolerance and diversity as far as thought goes. Worldview thought goes. And I think there are many Americans that are demanding that kind of change again. They want, as I say, one of the things they want is school choice and to get rid of the monopoly that many public school districts have today in our country. So you're going to see that's going to be a big battle. The voucher system is going to be a huge battle. But also, people have the choice, you know, what media you listen to, what media you watch. And perhaps what we have seen over the last few years is a realization there is a choice out there, folks. You choose where you get your news. And we're hoping that you choose us because we have a biblical worldview here at American Family Radio. And OneNewsNow.com is a great place to go to get your daily news, along with what you hear here at AFR Talk. And we do appreciate you joining us today. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy Rios this morning. More great programming here on American Family Radio throughout the day. And Lord willing, we'll see you again tomorrow right here on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.